doctor, my family doctor, was telling that other doctor what to do. That's when I find out which one I like the best, which one knew the best, I believe. Better believe that. She'd go to choking, they want to come out, and she'd be choking, you know, smothering. And my doctor would, my family doctor would tell him what to do and all that. I was the nurse. Whatever they needed, I had to get it for them. I don't want to see that no more. Uh-uh. No.
Yeah. Now, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square cloth to use as a, to show the person, you know, to use as a...
Trimming-like.
Yeah.
Trimming-like.
As a son. Do you ever get any things in the mail? You know, things that you might get in the mail, they might want you to buy their product, they'd send you a free...
Free sample of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that every now and then. You take like my wife, it was going to be a dance over there that night.
Really?
In the old schoolhouse. We used to have them there almost every Saturday night. Because we used to charge, say, like 2 bits to go in. And what we'd make out of that, we'd give it to somebody that was in need. Like a poor widow got a bunch of kids or something like that. You know, it would be the benefit that would help them. That's what we used to do. I used to play music then.
Really? What'd you play?
I started with guitar, and then I wind up with banjo.
When I
quit, I was playing banjo.
Well,
I wish I'd never quit nowadays. I made a mistake. And we play for nothing. We play 2 and 3 times a week at certain people's house. We'd go at one place, and they had a gang that would follow. I said, well, next time, somebody might, you know, you come at my house. They'd pull all the furniture out the front room. And we'd go play there for nothing, just for the
fun. You'd have a what? You'd have a, at the house, you'd have a, at right. People's houses, you had a, what would you call that? Called it a?
Well, it would be just a little party, like fun, or if somebody was building a house.
Would it be a dance?
A dance, yeah.
It'd be a house dance?
Okay. Yeah, a house dance. Somebody was building a house, and they quick as they put the roofing on the flooring, there was going to be a dance in it. Housewarming. Oh, yeah, man.
If you had a real wild one, folks, call that a...
Or they'd get into some argument sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the old people would get into arguments and they'd have to go break them up. Like one night, we was across the by there and they was building that house. And they had the flooring in and no windows and nothing like that. They had the roof on. Me and this boy that used to climb up them trees like that and stuck the thing in his mouth. We climb up on the ladder and was looking through the... Truth is, they didn't have no ceiling, you know, and everybody was in there, boy, having them a big time. And we were up on that ladder. And I went to Slidell that evening, and I started drinking. I was pretty young. Drinking that old corn whiskey. I came home and I ate a big plate of red beans. So me and him was up there watching them dancing, and boy, all of a sudden we heard the commotion, boy. They got into it. Well, they went outside. Well, when they went outside, then we couldn't see. So in the dark, it was dark in the back then. I didn't know how high we was. I was from the ground, you know. And God Almighty, he come down. And when I come down, I made a jump. And I was further to the ground than what I thought I was. And boy, they jaw loose them beans and me and I puked and corn whiskey and everything else. Well, they had to stop them. Two old fellas wanted to fight. And the other one said, let him come. I'll cut him. I'll use that Rogers on him. That's what he used to have, a Rogers knife. He said, I'll use that Rogers on him. So they had to take him and separate him. take them away from one another.
When people pulled a knife, oftentimes others would get...
Most of the time they'd grab a hold of them and stop it.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anybody getting...
cut or something?
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
it was always calm them down. The only thing... The only one I can remember, my daddy used to talk about cut. My old uncle, I had one old uncle. He used to drink all the time. And every time he'd drink and they had a ditch alongside the road, he'd go lay down in it like a hog, right down in that mud. And my uncle came there and told him to, "Oh no, uncle, you can't stay there in that mud like that. Come on, get up." He said, "Leave me alone." He said, "I'm all right where I'm at." He said, "Leave me alone." He said, "Oh no, come on." And he grabbed a hold to him and then cut his legs.